Gosh, he's so good. Wasn't that good? That was good. If you listen to it, it's just good. I'm like, I can hear the sound of the Lion of Judah. Roar! That's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a Lion of Judah. We are supposed to be. Amen? Amen. I'm supposed to talk about redemption. So I just want to do something. Come here, Jack. Come on, I'm not going to make you preach. I was a drug addict for 22 years. I trashed her life for a long time. This is redemption. That's really redemption. We have another little baby Zoe. It's incredible. God is incredible. The price has been paid in full, bought with the blood of Jesus. It was awesome because she was sharing about Isaiah 53. That encompasses everything. It's incredible. Salvation for your spirit, so you can get born again. Salvation for your soul. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He bore everything so that our soul, oh, you got a camera. Will you catch me if I go everywhere? All right, I'm sorry. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we're healed. There's three parts of man. It's redemption for all three parts. God wants to sanctify. May the God of peace sanctify you completely, spirit, soul, and body. All three parts. It's incredible what he's done. You know, we have something that we need to do. I want to share real quick. Yeah, I'll just share a real quick testimony. Just real quick. It's just on my heart. Jordan's here. His mom's here. I got invited to go to Dover High School to speak at a class on religion. That was so fun. Like, I went in there and I'm like, you know, I don't really prepare for what I'm going to speak about. I just don't. I find that God changes it when I get ready to do it anyway. So I just went there. But he did tell me 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm like, I just looked, you know, I'm like, okay. Said that the teacher's a real intellect, very smart man, not a Christian. He said, so don't go with your wisdom. Just go with the power of the Holy Ghost. So I did, and a bunch of kids got healed, and we had a real fun time. Wow. Amen? You know what's really cool? It was totally different, I'm pretty sure, than Mr. Hoover, bless his heart, he's an awesome guy. You know, it was neat because when I came in there, a kid came in late, and his name is Jaron, I guess his name is. He works at Walmart. And 3 months ago, I encountered this guy when I was getting an MP3 player, and I had a word of knowledge about migraine headaches. And his mom had him, tremendous migraine headaches. So I said, well, we can pray right now and it'll be just done. So he's like freaked out. He's like, okay, well, I'm religious. I said, cool, well, come on, let's pray. So we prayed and people are there and embarrassment and all that stuff, you know. His mom's had migraine headaches for like a lifetime. They've been chronic, make her sick. She hasn't had one since that day. Yes. Come on. That's redemption. That's all in the price. That's the price that Jesus paid. He paid for us to be forgiven. He paid for us to be healed. He prayed for our minds not to be so messed up. But the problem is that we don't renew this thing and we just go through life and we allow Satan to keep coming and keep pounding us and we never renew our mind. If we don't renew our mind, we still think the same stuff. We got to renew this so we start thinking from his perspective towards ours. So this kid came into the class and he testified about his mom being healed. That's a good way to start it off. Because now I don't have to like, because there's a testimony, and the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So what do? You grab everybody that has migraines and you get them to stand up. So who here gets migraines? Anybody? Please stand up. Please. It's okay. God's going to take them right now. Anybody else? You do? God's going to take them right now. Who else? There's one more. Yep. Yep. Well, he stood in the gap for his mom, and we prayed from Walmart, and his mom got healed. This is good. This is redemption. Okay? Anybody else? okay? Somebody over here, like nasal stuff that gives headaches. You? Come on. Now, I didn't know that. You've been holding out on me, man. All right, look, I just want you guys, you're the body of Christ, just put your hand on them. We're just going to pray, please. Is that your, somebody, I need your help. We are the body. This is redemption. This is good. God's going to take them today. Jesus paid the price in full. Amen. Lord God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And what you do for one, you do for others. Father, I thank you that right now, headaches from nasal, we command it to go right now. Migraine headaches, we command you to let go right now. In Jesus' name, we cancel your assignment as the body of Christ and command you, get out. Right now. Father, I thank you for your fire. In Jesus' name. Fire. In Jesus' name. I thank you that you heat them up, Lord. In Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, Daddy. He's so good. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Does somebody have a headache right now? Has anybody got a headache right now? No? You do? Come on. Put your hand on your head. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Headache, we command you go right now. Father, your word always produces fruit. In Jesus' name, headache, get out. We cancel your assignment right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let her go. What's going on? What are you feeling? Is it gone? No more. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Let's give Jesus a hand, will you? Redemption. Price paid in full. It's so good. So we had a bunch of the students come up, like three of them that had migraines in the class. And I had this kid, Jaron, come up. I had him pray for him. It was good. It was just a good learning curve thing going on. But the coolest thing happened when I left there. Mr. Hoover said, I'd like you to come back next year. Come on. So I think it went over okay, right? Redemption in Jesus' name. All right. Yeah. God. Let's just do this. Let's just go to Isaiah 43. Was that me? Yeah. Yay, Jesus. It's funny because, like, I'm coming here and my wife's sitting there. She goes, do you even know what you're going to talk about? I said, no. She just shakes her head. It's better to go in it that way because God will just give it to you. He's my daddy. He wants to talk to me. He's the word of God. It's really hard for him to be quiet. Come on. He's the word of God, right? Yeah. Okay. I'll just start in verse 18, 43:18. Oh, this is so good. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Yeah. Do you know how good that is right there? Just that's so good. A new thing. New thing. What's the new thing? You know that God said, in that day, I will walk among them. I will dwell in my people. In that day. Guess what day that is? Now. Come on. We're to be a habitation for God to flow through. We've been redeemed. The word redemption means brought back to original value. You know what we were made to be? We were made to be in the garden to worship God, to raise up our children, to worship God the same way we're worshiping God. The rule of his government was to be no end. The garden was a small place placed on the planet where there was evil outside of it because the devil and his angels have been cast out. So there's a small place where Adam and Eve were supposed to raise their kids up, worshiping God, walking with God in the cool of the garden, talking with Daddy. That's the original plan. But man messed it up. But Jesus brought it back. A man. We were supposed to raise our kids to worship Jesus. So guess what we're to do now? Raise our kids to worship Jesus. Not just in Sunday church service. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're supposed to worship Jesus. Redemption means brought back to original value. So the original reason that God created us, he didn't have us, so he didn't like it without us, so he made us. Yeah. So we're here to worship God. We're brought back to the original reason that we were created, to worship God in everything we do. So now you're supposed to be a walking vessel of love because God is love. He's love. Actually says in 1 John, if you can't love your brother who you can see, you definitely can't love God who you can't see. God actually calls us liars if we don't love. You know, he says if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. Come on, we need to be walking vessels of honor and love for everyone. Not just, I learned that when I went to Bethel Church. I just got back from Bill Johnson's church. I was out there for a week. It was incredible. But the thing I saw the most was the honor and the love and the camaraderie and the unity, which I think we're called to be all that, right? So God's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing that a guy that was a drug addict for 22 years that destroyed everything that I touched. One prayer of repentance. One laying down of everything that I want to seek him, the King of glory, and to learn about what he has for me and what he has for you. And laying down my life and everything, all my selfish ambitions. We inherited ourselves when we fell in the garden. We inherited ourselves. We weren't just born in sin, we were cultivated by the enemy. And our minds got way screwed up. And now God tells us to don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so we can prove what God's will is. He's doing a new thing. So we're singing a new song. The new thing is that you're supposed to be an ambassador for Jesus. You have the complete and utter ability to live for him in everything you do. I know that God revealed something to me this week. You know how it says you go to your secret place, you shut the door, you seek God in secret. You know God said to me? He said, you know that everything you do in life is supposed to be prayer? Pray always without ceasing, right? And all these scriptures started bouncing up. So he said that whether I'm at work, or whether I'm getting groceries, or whether I'm behind the closed door, or whether I'm over at my in-law's house for Easter, I'm supposed to live for Jesus every second of every day. I'm not supposed to let my environment crush me. I'm supposed to allow Jesus to crush the environment in love. This is new. It's really new, but it's supposed to... Jesus didn't defeat the devil as God. God could have wiped the devil off the planet in a second. He could have just said, you're out of here. He wanted the devil defeated by a man, one made in his image. Jesus was fully man and fully God, but he laid his divinity aside and became just a man filled with God. So now the new thing is that Jesus modeled a lifestyle for us to do, for us to live. He didn't do the miracles. He didn't do what he did as God. He did what he did as a man in perfect relationship with God. That's redemption. That right now you've lived in sin. Look, we've all missed it. Everybody. But once you pray, and once you ask Jesus to come into your life, and once you commit to him, laying down your life, everything that you want, aside from what he wants. Because when you're so in love with God, you only want what he wants. Your whole life will be governed out of love. You know, there's such a place where you don't have to really think to obey the commandments, where you go into a government of his love, where you're so in love with him that when something's out of whack, the Holy Ghost tells you and you say, yeah, that's just okay. Whew. Man, thank you. And you obey. You listen. It's called obedience. That's a place you can be in. You know, I don't bite my lip and say, oh, God, I don't want to sin today. I don't do that. I'm in love with him. I love him. With everything I am, I love people. I'm in love. Who here's in love? Come on, with Jesus. Nobody's hands? Everybody, oh no. Oh gosh. So when you're so in love with him, you don't want to do things that are against him. This is real. Redemption, you're brought back to original value. Right now in the Father's eyes, you're standing in the garden as if you never fell. You're clothed with righteousness. You know, first, before we're supposed to do anything else, Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then everything that you need and want will be added to you. In Matthew 6, it talks about all the worry and all this stuff, and people get caught up, and we're not worried about today, we're worried about tomorrow. It's the exact thing Jesus said, stop. Today has enough of its own, right? But we're not worried about today. We're worried about tomorrow. It's weird, but that's the way it is. So Jesus says, instead of seeking after this, instead of trying to make yourself and make your own empire, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he'll add everything to you. Do you know the righteousness of God is right standing with God? But if you're not founded on that principle right there, Jesus is the chief cornerstone, okay? And a cornerstone in a building, if you pull it out, the building's unstable. Okay? So he's the chief cornerstone in a building. And he's righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He's the righteousness of God. God doesn't see you for your past failures. God doesn't see you for who you were. God sees you for who you are in him. So you can never be unworthy. Because if you think that you're unworthy, it just doesn't mean you don't understand your identity. Your identity is in him. We're supposed to be crucified, but alive unto him. Right? For I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live by faith in the one that gave himself for me. That's freedom right there. That's righteousness. You have right standing with God. You are right with God. If we could just get that one part, I bet 99% of the problems in the body of Christ will be solved. I just do. If we knew, because look, how many mess ups did I have in 22 years of addiction? But redemption means I've been brought back to original value. I'm right in the Father's eyes. I'm clothed with righteousness. It covers my whole body. There's nothing like left out. It's awesome. God sees me through the blood of Jesus. I'm completely brought back to where Daddy made me in the beginning. He made us in his image. You know, it says it in 2 Corinthians, I think it's 3:17, that we're being transformed back into the image. We look in a mirror, behold the glory of the Lord, because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're a habitation for the Holy Ghost. What we don't know is killing us. You are a vessel for God to flow through. You are filled with the Holy Spirit. You're a temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't you realize you've been bought with a price? It says it, I think it's in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, both. Both of them, right? We're a temple for the Holy Ghost. We're a temple for him and his glory, not our own. We're a temple, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Somebody around you needs redemption. Amen. Somebody around you needs redemption. Amen. It's amazing. You know, I went to Walmart today and went to, where did we go? Someplace. What is it? Burlington. Yeah. And I walked past and my wife was like, come on, honey. And she didn't know, but I had a word about a guy that was standing there. Young guy, probably 25, had two kids with him. He was 25. That's what he told me. But he was about, he was about that age. And the Holy Spirit said he had problems with his back. Real bad. So I'm waiting because he's talking to a lady and I don't want to interrupt him. But as soon as he gets done, I walk up because I want to give him redemption. The price has been paid in full for him to be healed, for him to be forgiven, for him to be delivered. The word salvation is the word soteria. Saved, healed, delivered, protected, made whole, kept safe and sound. The word saved comes from a Greek word, sozo. Saved, healed, delivered, protected, made whole, kept safe and sound. We've been saved by grace. So that applies to everybody. Everybody. So we need to keep giving people the price that Jesus paid, redemption. So I'm waiting, and I said, hey, man, I said, what's going on? I said, you got some serious stuff going on in your back. He goes, yeah. I said, what happened? He said, I was in an accident 3 years ago, and I got really hurt really bad. I said, man, I said, well, it's bad. I said, yeah, can I pray for you? He goes, well, yeah. Because if they say no, I just say, well, I told you, you ought to let me pray. Because he didn't come up to me and tell me. It was, you know, and it surprises people. It gets them off guard. But I touched his back, and then I prayed, you know. But God did a new thing. When I touched his back was healed. I didn't, before I prayed, he goes, before you prayed, he goes, I felt it just leave. I didn't hear that. I didn't know, but it's neat because it's doing a new thing. It's just so cool. So he bends and it's completely gone. And I said, man, I said, you're on disability. He said, yeah, I can't work. I get these massive headaches. He's had a constant headache for 3 years. And it left completely. Every bit of it gone. And I talked to him about work. He really wants to work, but he can't because he has constant headache. He has trouble driving. It's horrible. But he's completely made whole. I saw another lady in Walmart that was in a wheelchair. I prayed for her. She had knee replacements, and she got out of her chair, and she freaked out. She said, this is better than medicine.
Praise God.
That's so cool. But sometimes when the glory of God shows up, when the presence of God shows up, we say weird things. Look at Peter on the transfiguration, on the mount, right? So let me build 3 tabernacles. And God cut him off and said, this is my son. Listen to him, right? So she's freaking out. I saw another lady in a wheelchair over by the meat place. So I just said to her, I said, what's wrong? What happened? I have a pin in my hip and I've had constant pain and it's been for 15 years. I think it was 15 years. Well, I said, look, and I said, you got a short leg. She said, yeah, we prayed. Her leg grew out. That's awesome. Praise God. My wife comes by and I have this lady's, I'm kneeling on the ground and this lady's walking around. She squats down freaking out because all the pain is gone completely. Redemption. I preach the kingdom of God and share complete redemption. That's incredible. Redemption means brought back to original value. And God don't make junk.
Amen.
Right? So if you got torment up here and you have that, we want to pray for you tonight. The blood has paid the price in full. You know, I pray to God all the time because we got all these different doctrines and all these different ways that we want to go and get to this from this avenue, and then we want to attack these roots and all this stuff. I just pray to God. I say this. I say, God, I'm asking you to anything in me that ain't right. I'm asking you to shake what needs shaken and break what needs broken. My God, have your way. And then I add this to it. I say, God, I want your word to be enough. I don't want to seek down all this different stuff. I want your word to be enough. The Jesus that I know, when a devil came around him, that devil said, what have we to do with you? The Jesus that I know, and I haven't achieved this yet, I'm telling you that I want this to be my life, because he said to follow him. He said, I'm supposed to, if I abide in him, if I say that I abide in him, then I ought to also walk just as he walked in 1 John. Just as the exact same way he walked, I'm supposed to follow him. And if my life isn't lining up with that, then I need to do something about it. I need to seek him in prayer and fasting. I need to know the full price of redemption. You know that song where it says, I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins. I sing, I need to know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I need to know. We need to know. If we never know, we're in trouble. We need to know, we need to see it. We need to see the price that he paid. Because he paid a full package for everybody. To be made whole, completely, spirit, soul, and body. Redemption is a brand new creation. You know what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17? If anyone be in Christ, if anyone, behold, he's a new creation. It means a fresh novel. That's what that means. A fresh novel, never opened. A brand new creation from the top down, man. Nothing left unturned. Nothing. Our minds need to be renewed so we can see what it means to actually be a new creation. Because what we don't know is killing us in the body. What we don't know is killing us in the body of Christ. So we need to get together. We need to pray fast. We need to seek God. Pray and fast. Seek God. Go into that secret place. Pray always without ceasing. We need to learn and understand. We need to study and show ourselves approved. Constantly. We need to have the Word get in us so much that we actually know the Word because we become the Word. Paul said, he said, look, you're our epistle. You're an epistle written so that men can see you. So as you walk, people know. Because if they can't see Christ in you, they don't want what you have. But if we pay the price, and the price isn't money, it's love. Be completely in love with Jesus. So much that you want to be like him. Because he said you could. Not as God. Not taking glory for ourselves. Giving glory to him. Because he wants to flow for you. For you to be a habitation of God. Fully dependent upon him. Just like Jesus was. Jesus said in John 5:19, the Son can do nothing of himself. What he does because he sees the Father do it. What did Jesus do? He spent a lot of time alone with Daddy. He did. He withdrew often. He'd spend all night sometimes and then come back out in the morning. He did. He wanted to commune with Father so we can commune with our Daddy. He wants us to commune with him all the time. We don't always have schedules that we can do that. But wherever you are, you can always pray. God, I just thank you that you're with me. Lord God, I'm asking you to reveal yourself to me and teach me who I am in you and who you are in me. Because I want to serve you with everything I am. But if I don't know who you are, I can't. So please help me. If God can work and flow through me and my past and my track record, I've been in and out of jail, kicked out of the Marine Corps, the whole nine yards. If Jesus can flow through me through the mighty Holy Ghost, guaranteed he can flow through you. All you have to do is lay your life down for him. So look, this is very, very important. I feel this, and I don't always feel this. How many people in here haven't been serving him the way that we need to? I need you to stand up. Come on, Jesus. Yeah. I want everybody to do this. All right. Okay, this is serious. I want you to put one hand on your head and one hand right here. Okay. We're just going to pray. Randy, do you have anything you can play, like light music or something? Please. You want to? Yeah, you want to? That's fine. Caleb said he's just going to come up and strum on the guitar. That'd be fine. Look, I'm in this too, okay? I'm like no different than anybody here. I need to serve him with more of me, okay? We're supposed to pick up our cross, deny ourselves daily, right? This is real. I promise you there's going to be a shift right now, okay? It's going to be really good. Father, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you for a fresh baptism of redemption, of the love of the Father, and of the fire of your presence, Lord God. Of the fire of your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We ask you for more, Lord God. We need to serve you with everything we are, Lord. We need to serve you with everything we are. Father God, I'm asking you for a fresh baptism of fire and love right now in Jesus' name. Lord God, I'm asking you to shake what needs shaken, break what needs broken. My God, redemption in full right now. I'm asking you to flow, Holy Spirit, through this crowd, through our brothers and sisters right now. Father God, you're awesome. I'm asking you for the full price of redemption in the physical bodies right now, in our mind, will, and emotions, Lord God, and our spirit, man, to be edified and encouraged. This is not a condemning word. This is a convicting word, and it's for me too. This is every day, constantly. Father, I thank you that right now you're setting the captives free, Lord God. You're opening the prisons to those who've been bound. Father, I thank you for a fresh fire right now. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome a fresh fire, Lord God. You're awesome. Jesus, we welcome you. We haven't been living for you like we need to. My God, we just ask you to come. Holy Spirit, come right now. Some of you are going to feel a shaking. Some of you are going to feel a fire in your body. And that's okay, because the Holy Ghost wants to have his way. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit, more. More, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Come on, Lord. Shake what needs shaking right now and break it off. In Jesus' name. Every chattering voice, Lord God, that would try to interrupt your presence, Lord God, we command to stop right now. Depression, we cancel you. We command you to get out right now in Jesus' name. I command you, let go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, consume us right now, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Consume us, Holy Spirit. Let your fire come, Lord God. Let your fire come. Come, Holy Spirit. We love you. We welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. More of your presence, Lord God. A consuming fire like never before. Like never before. Like never before. More, Lord God. We welcome you. Bless these little ones, Jesus. Bless them, Lord God. We welcome you. We welcome you, Lord God. Shake what needs shaking, Jesus. We're submitting ourselves to you, Lord God. It's the only way to resist the devil. We're submitting ourselves to you. Produce a fresh fire, Lord God. A fire, Lord God, like never before. Come, Holy Ghost. We welcome you. We welcome you. Redemption, Lord God, for spirit, soul, and body. A fresh fire. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you. Come and fill them up. Father, I thank you for a fresh filling. A fresh filling, Lord God. A fresh filling. God, we love you. We welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. A fresh fire, Lord God, like never before. A fresh fire, Jesus. A fresh fire. Lord, we love you. We give you glory and honor and praise. Jesus, we want more of you. John said that I must decrease and he must increase. Lord God, I thank you that you get us out of the way so that he can move and flow freely through our lives. We cancel the fear of man. We crush it right now in Jesus' name. Fear of man, I cancel you. Fear of God, increase in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I thank you that you shake what needs shaken right now and break what needs broken. In Jesus' name. If you're feeling trembling right now, I want you to raise both your hands. Both your hands, I need them raised. If you're feeling a trembling right now, come, Holy Spirit, more. More, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you. Come, mighty Holy Ghost, right now. Right now, we just welcome you for a fresh baptism. A fresh baptism of love. A fresh baptism of love. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you. Holy Ghost, consume us. In Jesus' name, consume us right now. Come, fire of God, right now. Come, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. Come right now. We welcome you. Say it. Say, come, Holy Ghost. Come, Holy Ghost, we welcome your presence right now. Redemption fully, spirit, soul, and body. Come on, Jesus, we welcome you. Come, Lord God. Come, Jesus, we welcome you. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence, Lord God. I'm asking you to brand these people, Lord, like never before. Come, come, Lord Jesus, we welcome you. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you for a fresh fire, a fresh baptism of your love, Lord God, so that we wouldn't ever look upon anybody with anything else but full love. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you. Come on, Jesus. We welcome you. Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. More fire in Jesus' name. More fire. More fire. Come, Holy Ghost. We welcome you. We want to be baptized afresh in your fire and your love. Come on, Jesus. Come right now. We welcome you, Holy Ghost. We welcome you. Some of you are going to be completely changed from this time forward. There's going to be a new fire in your life. A new fire. A new fire. God, we love you. We haven't lived for you like we need to. I'm asking you, Father, to give us the grace to do it. Give us the grace to do it. Jesus' name, Lord God, we welcome you. Jesus' name, we welcome you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hi, I want to pray for you, okay? It's okay. Lord God, I ask you for a fresh fire on this one. In Jesus' name, Lord God. A fire of your presence, Lord God. A fire on your presence, Lord God, that surpasses everything. Come, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. Brand her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Brand her for your glory. Brand her for your glory. In Jesus' name, Lord, we welcome you. You're awesome. Jesus, we just love you. Let your presence come. Father, I thank you for dreams and visions. In Jesus' name, dreams and visions. Let your presence, Lord God, consume us. Jesus. Bless her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name, Lord, we love you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, Father, thank you. We love you. Yeah, we love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Let your fresh fire come, Lord. Consuming fire, come. More, Lord. More fire. More fire. In Jesus' name, more fire. Come, Holy Ghost. More fire in Jesus' name. More fire in Jesus' name. Consume them, God. Consume them, Lord God. Let the fire of your presence come. Let the fire of your presence come, Jesus. We welcome you. Radical warriors for the kingdom, for God's glory. Radical warriors for the kingdom. Come on, Jesus, more. More, Lord God. More, Lord God. Breath of God, breathe into these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I love you. We give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you. Thank you for renewed, Lord God. Mounting up the wings of eagles, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Look, if you've got sickness in your body, I need you to come up to the front. If you've got sickness in your body, Dale, we're going to have some people surround you. If you have sickness in your body, if you have some kind of rotator cuff thing. Yeah, one up front, please. Another one. You, yeah, amen. Lord God, keep playing, Caleb, please. Okay, it's a neck. Honey. Do you have any kind of neck or back issues? Yeah. Yeah. Your hip? Your back? Can you come up here, please? Yeah. Is your back okay? Yeah. Amen. Lord God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Lord God, thank you. In Jesus' name. Anybody else that has any sickness in your body, I want you to come up front. We want to pray for you. Redemption means being healed. Redemption means being set free. If you're suffering from depression, I want you up here, please. We want to pray for you. We have to have depression be crushed. Jesus wants to crush depression. Please come up here. One of those kids back there, which one of you guys have something? Is there something going on with the ankle? Do you have anything going on with your ankle? No? Just drawn back here. Anybody? Ankle problem or anything? You good? Okay. Where? My daughter says it's more towards the back of the ankle, like towards the heel, like Achilles tendon, but it's still in your ankle. If that's you, I need you to come up front, please. Okay. I need everybody that's a believer to come up here, please. Come up here and get in front of your brothers and sisters. Get behind them, surround them. People that need prayer, raise your hands. Keep your hand up because people are coming. Keep your hands up. Whoever needs prayer, put your hand up. Yeah, that's it. Some more people surround Dale and pray for him. He's in the chair right there. This has got to stop. It's redemption. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All right, now what we're going to do. Hey, buddy. What we're going to do is we're just going to ask him what's wrong. And then we're just going to ask him what's wrong. We're going to find out what's wrong, and then we're going to pray, okay? If you got two people around you, somebody come up front, somebody stand in the back, however you want to do it. But we want everybody made whole. We want everybody healed. We want redemption's price to be paid in full for the manifestation in our bodies also, okay? Redemption brought back to original value. The same way God created you, the same way man jumped up from the dirt. That's redemption brought back to original value. So just ask him what's wrong and go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, for complete redemption. In Jesus' name. Brand new creations. Brand new. You don't have to pray long prayers. Just say, in Jesus' name, I command this to come out. Tell them to check their body, what was wrong, and see how they're feeling, see how they're doing. I want you to check your bodies and see what's going on. See what kind of pain you're still in. See if there's relief. What's going on? How's it feeling? Good? If you've been healed, I want you to take your hand. I want you to go up here and do this. Okay. I need you to do me a favor. I want you to find somebody else and help us pray, man. Please. Okay? Just come and find somebody else to pray for. If you've been healed, I need you to go to somebody else that's getting prayer, that needs healing. So you can pay the price in full, and redemption's price being paid in full. You good? All right, I need you to help me find somebody and pray for somebody else, please. Come on, Lord. We love you. We give you glory. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. What's going on, honey? How you feeling? Is there pain in there still at all? All right. Get a woman to put her hand there. Father, we thank you for complete made whole right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Yeah. More Holy Ghost. We welcome you. Come, Jesus. We welcome you. We love you. We give you glory and honor. You good? Yeah, you're good? Yeah. Did you get prayer? And you're healed. Will you do me a favor? Can you help us pray for some other people? Okay. I really need your help. Thank you so much. Bless you. Thank you, Father. Shall we check our body and see what's going on? How you feeling? What's going on? Yeah, that's good. Warm is good. Warm is good. Okay, I need you to help us pray for some other people. Freely you've received. Now you give away what you receive. Our line's getting smaller. That's good. Come on, Lord. Jesus' name. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Bless them, Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name. What's going on? Are you good? Is your ankle? Is there still pain in there? Someone touch her ankle. Just get down around her ankle. You can touch people's feet. It's okay. Father, we thank you for complete redemption. Come on, kids. The fire of God rests upon you, kids. The fire of God rests upon you, kids. More, Lord God. More fire for these little ones right now in Jesus' name. Lord, consume them in Jesus' name. Consume them. He's all over you, hon. Oh, yeah. More, Jesus. More, Lord God. More, Lord. Don't let her fall and hit her head. Make sure you hold her up. Or just let her rest on the ground. Thank you, Daddy. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Are you good? Are you hurting still? Shoulder. Okay, yeah. Father, I thank you.